Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Interesting story. Did you know that this is Grandparents' Day? Grandparents' Weekend? Did you know that? Well, as a grandparent, I welcome the opportunity to be appreciated on this particular day, even though none of my grandkids knew about it and made any comment about it. But I'll take the idea anyway and just appreciate the fact that our country sets aside a day to recognize the value and the contribution and the importance of grandparents. Now, interestingly, many, many grandparents serve as primary parents for their grandchildren. Parents are in prison, parents have died, parents are dysfunctional, parents are in drugs, etc., etc. So we have a situation where many grandparents really do need to be appreciated, and they play a big role, and many times they're not appreciated by the very family they serve and the family they are part of. Now, the other thing is the idea that grandparents always have kind of a bias of the kind of grandchildren they would like to have, their hopes, their dreams, their aspirations for their grandchildren. So I raised the question, what kind of a grandson would a grandparent want and be proud of and be pleased to have as part of the family? Well, here's a research study that was recently conducted comparing Boy Scouts to boys that are not Boy Scouts. So we have this kind of a comparison of a group of men, young men, young boys, in the scouting program versus those same age boys that are not in the scouting program. We call them the non-scouts, if you will. Now, the more time a kid spends in the scouting program, the better outcome is his character and the character development. We know that. So the scouting program is a very, very significant character development program in our country. Unfortunately, the scouting program overall has decreased, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts alike. And in fact, it's decreased to the degree to which they combined the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts some years back into one scouting organization. So it's unfortunate that we don't have the community support, the national support for the scouting program that we did in the past. Now, as a young kid, I was a scout. I know what the scouting program is. I was one. And I look back upon that as a very important time in my life, actually. A very significant time in character development for me. So what's the difference between scouts and non-scouts? What is a scout like? Now remember, this is the question. What kind of a boy would a grandma want to have as a grandson? Well, let's take a look at the scouting program. Now, on top of the qualities, the most positive quality among the scouting program was that of obedience. Boys learn obedience in scouting. In fact, that was significantly above even the second rate trait, which was trustworthiness. Trustworthiness. So obedience and trustworthy were two very significant traits among the scouts, but was only to a very limited degree present in the non-scout group of boys. And in fact, obedience was negative in the non-scout group of boys. So, okay, we have those two traits, obedience and trustworthiness, as being the top traits of those that participate in the scouting program. Grandma, you'd be happy to have a kid known for those particular character traits. Here's the third one, hopefulness. Hopefulness. I see that as kind of a positive view, kind of looking at the world in a positive way, a positive expectation, so to speak. That was also not very true among the non-scouts. Very limited degree do we have hopefulness among that group of boys. But in the scouting program, it was very significantly present. And it came in number three among the six traits. So what was the fourth trait in the scouting program that came out fairly high? Kindness. Kindness. And with the non-scouting group, just a tad, a little bit noticed, but not much. But in the scouting program, it was quite noticeable. It was number four out of six in the quality of traits of a scout. Grandma, you'd be happy to have a young boy as your grandson who was obedient, trustworthy, had a hopeful attitude, and was kind. Now, what are the other two traits for the scouting program? Gratefulness, helpfulness. Now, gratefulness and cheerfulness kind of go together. But there was kind of a cheerful gratefulness on the part of the boys, and then helpfulness. And unfortunately, in the non-scouting group, it was extremely negative. It was absent totally among those boys, as was obedience absent. So you see, the scouting program really does raise a kid, teach a boy to be a young man that grandma would be proud of, and that grandma would want as her grandson. And she could go around and parade her grandson as a kid who was obedient, trustworthy, hopeful, kind, cheerful, and helpful. Now that's a pretty good grandson to have. If that was your grandson, you'd be very, very happy. And unfortunately, a lot of grandmas are not very happy with the way that their grandsons have come out to be and how they treat them and how they treat other people. An absence of cheerfulness, an absence of helpfulness, an absence of obedience, and very little kindness. So, our hats off to the scouting program. It's a very, very significant positive influence in our country, in our world, in our communities, among our boy population, and now the girls as well. Although this study didn't include girls, it only included boys. But my guess is that it would be a very similar pattern of character building and positive character building among girls as it is among boys. And so scouts tend to embrace a very positive social value, and they engage in activities that produce outcome and success and achievement. So scouts, you're doing it. Stay with it. If you have a kid that could be in a scouting program, get him in there. I recommend it. If you have a scouting program near you, advocate for it, help it, strengthen it. Get other kids to join, because our nation would be a better nation if the boys of our nation joined the Boy Scouts and the girls of our nation joined the Girl Scouts. Wow, we would be in great luck as a country. We would have a significant positive influence in our young people coming through, becoming leaders of our world. I wish that were the case. Anyway, thanks for joining me today on the issue of Grandma and her grandson. And Grandma, we want you to not only be happy, but we want you to be proud of your grandson. And that's the kind of grandson you have. And if that's the case, be proud of him. If that's not the case, encourage him to become like that. That's a model. That's an example. Encourage that kind of behavior, even if they're not scouts. So encourage your grandson to be trustworthy and hopeful and kind and obedient and helpful, hopeful and helpful and cheerful. Make those the traits of your grandson, just to keep on encouraging that, even if he's not a scout. Anyway, nice to have you with me today, and I refer you to my website, www.booksbyhedberg.com. Pick up the book, Dr. Teach Me to Parent. Grandparents, that's a good book for you too, as you help raise your grandchildren to be citizens and scholars and obedient family members and community members as they grow up and advance in their age. So, Grandma and Grandpa, maybe that's a book to buy for your daughter or your son as they parent their own children. Dr. Teach Me to Parent. You get it at www.booksbyhedberg.com or get it on Amazon. Okay, bye for now.